morning. This is Dr. Gina.
We were dealing with the gospel place, Good Man Is Hard to Find, and Wicked Ways were, you know, where we dealt with a lot of issues facing our community. Wicked Ways was about our young people turning to the drugs and the street violence and how parents had to deal with that and stepfathers and dealing with young teenage men. And there were just so many social issues that the parents, the mothers that were attending the plays were bringing their husbands, they were bringing their kids, they wanted to, them to see and hear the positive messages. So I as looking around the theater one night, I talked to a few of my associates, and I said, this is incredible. We have families together. We have mother, father, daughter, and son all sitting together watching these events. There's no urban play, urban family entertainment that reflects just that where they can see themselves in the ring or on stage. On stage, it was at that point. So we started thinking about family attractions, and we went to research black entertainment from the turn of the century, and we found out that during the vaudevillian days that there were black entertainers on vaudeville with horse acts and animal acts, and it was just so many things that we learned in our research till the idea came, well, let's just do a circus. It's a family entertainment. It's lighthearted. It's fun. It involves so many facets of entertainment. And that was the idea. When the idea clicked, we just went for it.
Amazing. And it's been so successful, Cedric. I mean, you've been on featured in television shows. I mean, mentioned all through all kind of television network shows and throughout the years. It's just such amazing and such a success. And I've gone to several of them, and I'm telling you, it is an exciting show. If you haven't gone to any of them, it is very fun and active. You're actually part of the entertainment. It is so much. And I want to know from you, what is the theme for this year? Because I know every year you have a theme. What's this year's theme?
Our theme is just the global experience. Right now, our world is coming together. And right here in the U.S., we've got so many people from so many different parts of the world, so many cultures, so many races, so many, the diversity. America is probably leading the world in diversity, and it's just such a positive thing, and our circus reflects that diversity, the cultural diversity. We have people from Ethiopia, from South Africa, from Trinidad and Tobago, from Europe, from Germany, from Russia, from China, from Colombia, South America. Our makeup, the makeup of our artists is a global makeup. What unifies us is our young, urban, the music, the dance, the lifestyles.
Yes.
And that's what the Universal Circus is all about. And it's about the diversity of the world and how the urban influences in music, lifestyle, dance kind of leads the world. And so that's one of the common denominators that connects us on a global basis. So, I went all the way to Shaolin, to the Shaolin Temple in China to find my Shaolin acrobat. You know, so I mean, we bring authentic people from all over the world to participate. In this thing.
It's so amazing. It's so beautiful, too. It's just beautiful people coming together and just entertaining every guest there. And I just love that it is a oneness there when you're underneath that tent. And I love that it's just so original, the tent, you know, and all of us coming together and just enjoying everything together. I just want to know, because for someone like myself who has attended Universe Soul Circus every year, I mean, my son has grown up with Universe Soul Circus, you know, knowing you and even seeing your son turn into an adult. We grew up, you know, they've grown up with it. And so many other children, you know, and families. Someone who has been consistently dedicated and coming every year, I mean, what new can we look forward to this year? I know you said the global. Is there any new acts that you have added on to?
Well, we change and bring new acts every year. That's one of the things that is good about our show is we try to refresh. Or that's one of the things I learned very early that in getting into this business. So this year we've got a double high wire, and while you've seen the high wire, we've got two high wires, one over top, one extremely high in the tent, and the next one at the level that we've been operating on the year. So, and they'll be doing tricks on both wires at the same time. We've got the Daredevil bikers that flip, that they'll come in and they'll launch their motorbikes, sort of like the Supercross, Super Bowl motocross. They fly high in the air, do somersaults on their motorbikes, and land on the other side of the tent. And that's something we've never had. We've got Ethiopian acrobats, you know, the illusion, the big cat illusions. We've got a new Russian swing act that I can't even describe the acrobatics involved in it. It's like a trapeze on swings in the air. Brought back some favorites too. The dogs are back. We've got, you know, the fast-paced, fun-loving dogs that, and we've got the elephants, and we've just got everything.
You know what? I want a job. I think I can do a little something and be a part of the circus. Oh, Cedric, I love those acrobats. Those are like my favorite things. I love to see them doing their thing, and it's always so exciting, and it takes my breath away. And you can hear the audience going, you know, like gasping for air when you see them. You know, you think that they're going to, I mean, you just don't know what can happen. It's very intense and it's very exciting. So if you haven't seen it, please go to see the Universe Soul Circus this year. And I just want to know, since we're on the subject, where are your next three shows? Because I know you're booked up all throughout the year. Can you at least give us the next three shows that are coming?
Yeah, next week we kick off next Wednesday in Jacksonville, Florida. Also, the following week, we kick off in Miami and Atlanta, two different circuses, one in Miami, one in Atlanta. This year, the biggest addition is that we're going to do two units. One is going to the West Coast, so we'll be traveling that show. And that's the show that we had this past year. We weren't able to go to New Orleans. We weren't able to go to Los Angeles. We weren't able to go to Oakland with that show. So we're going to take that show back on the road and hit and send that show in that direction. And that was one of the best shows that we've had over the years. So then we've created a new show that goes into the East Coast run. So that will go up to Atlanta, to Raleigh, North Carolina, next week in Atlanta. I mean, 2 weeks from now in Atlanta. The next week, in 4 weeks, Raleigh, North Carolina. And we're going to hit Richmond again. And we haven't been to Richmond in multiple years. So we're looking forward to Richmond and then to New York. So we're very excited about the two units. And I just don't want to end the interview without thanking God and for allowing the dream to come true. And, you know, I started with just need to say that I started this thing with a dream and a few bucks, but not much. And thanks to God, a lot of times I found myself not knowing whether I was going to make payroll, not being able to make payroll. But I could always depend on going into those portable bathrooms and getting on my knees and praying, and something would change and make it work. So just want to thank God and thank you and people like you that keep the word in front of us and keep us on track.
Cedric, I am so blessed by you, and you know I've always loved you. I mean, you and your family have been such an encouragement just to keep going And to be consistent and never give up. I mean, people tried to buy the circus from you. You've been so dedicated to this vision, and you just so are a walking proof of trusting God, and just you are a true testimony. And I'm so thankful that that our paths have crossed. I love you and your family so much, and I just want to just ask you if you could just give one word of encouragement, something that you can leave with someone who has a vision and a dream, and they're trusting God. But, you know, things are shaky. And I mean, what would you just, you know, something that they can leave with from you today?
Sure, absolutely. The visions that we have as kids, we always dreamed about what we wanted to be. And that vision comes from God. And when we get older, we tend to, the winds blow and we run into pitfalls, and we let go of that dream of I want to be. And if we hold on to the fact that you want to be, I wanted to be a fireman when I was little. As a young kid, as a teenager, I wanted to be a drummer. As an adult, I wanted to be a production manager. And a young adult, I wanted to be a production manager and a stage manager. As an older adult, I wanted to be an entrepreneur. But I never let go of wanting to be, and I trusted God to deliver wanting to be something, because he's the one that put that in you from a child. So always want to be and trust God to do the rest.
Yes, indeed. Submit it totally to the Lord. Cedric, God bless you. God bless you. I love you. Me and Emmanuel, my family, Joseph, we all love you. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this again. And I cannot wait to go to the next event, the Universal Circus. We are so excited, Cedric. It's going to be off the chain this year. You guys, again, if it's coming to a city near you, make sure you go. Make sure you take your family. If you got a school class, make sure you go and get those group tickets, your church, your school mates, all of that. It is worth of the visit, and it's so entertaining, and you will not be disappointed. Again, thank you, Cedric. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr.
Gina. I know you're getting ready to go to work. I'm so glad that you took the time, because I know you got 1,001 things to do right now.
Well, you know, I'm very close to you and your family, so it was an honor, and thank you for having us.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, yo, what's
all
up?
Right.
Hey, yo, what's happening? It's the big homie, Life Jennings, right here, man. And listen, you are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat, man. So whatever else you're chatting about, put that chat on pause, man, and turn this chat right here up, man. Dr. Gina, Life Jennings. Yeah.
All right, so now we done heard it from Cedric Walker from the Universal Circus. So now we got Shay Hills. Welcome, Shay.
Well, thank you. Hello. How are you?
Hi. We're running a little behind schedule. We had a slight technical difficulty, but I'm so glad that you were still able to hang on with us. And you are the owner of Before and After Salon and Spa out in St. Louis, right?
Well, St. Louis metropolitan area. We're actually about 10 minutes away from downtown St. Louis on the Illinois side in Swansea/Belleville, Illinois. So,
okay.
Yes, we represent St. Louis as well. We have many clients and customers from St. Louis. However, we are just about 10 minutes on the east side. They call it the ill side in Illinois.
Okay, the ill side on Illinois. I love that. And you're originally from East St. Louis. You got to rep.
Yes.
Take time to represent East St. Louis. Those listeners that's from East St. Louis, you got a winner here. You got a
that's
winner.
Right,
represent.
That's right. Represent East St. Louis. I born and raised by way of Sarasota, Florida. I can't leave my family and friends out in Sarasota, Florida. But my family, they're rooted from East St. Louis, Illinois. So, yes, East St. represent.
Well, all right. Well, listen, you know, we have, you know, Shay is no stranger to me at all. She was, she is actually my hairstylist for photo shoots when I go to St. Louis. And so she is my sister. I love her. We clicked right away. And I'm telling you, we sat there and the anointing of God just saturated the room while she was doing my hair. We can just chat about the glory of God all day long. And that's how I just fell in love with her. You know, her spirit is so beautiful and just her testimony. And that's why I really wanted her to come on the show to share with us her whole transformation from having a vision. And that's the theme, having a vision and actually incorporating it into a business. And I want to know from you, Shay, when did you discover your passion for hair? When did that start?
Well, I actually discovered that I was good with hair. When I was a young girl, I've always, and you have to excuse me, I have a bit of a cold, so I may cough or, you know, sound a little nasally, but forgive me. however, as a little girl, I loved just everything, anything that dealt with the beauty industry. I loved beautiful atmospheres. My mom and my grandmother would joke around when they meet someone that, or anyone that I introduced them to. And they joke around and tell them how, as a little girl, I would print, like, dress up my room really fancy and get all dolled up and just, you know, lay around like I was a queen. So yes. As a little girl, I loved hair. I loved makeup. I loved just the whole plan dress up. And then as I became a teenager, some of my family members, my aunt in particular, my mom, I would touch up their hairstyles after they would go to a salon, and maybe a few days later they needed a little touching up, and sometimes would even just, you know, do their hair from scratch, and they would get so many compliments that they kind of convinced me that that was where I should kind of lean towards as far as my career is concerned, and just went from there.
Well, that is amazing. And so how long has the salon been open? How long did you, you know, how long did it take? First of all, when did you start the salon, open the salon, and how long did it take you to get it open?
Well, originally, right out of cosmetology school, I did rent stations, which is typical for a stylist to rent stations in other salons and work out of there and build their clientele. I did that for about 2.5 to 3 years, and I was blessed. My father and my mother actually introduced me to the idea of having my own business, and they kind of walked me through that whole journey. And because I was hungry for it, but I did not have a lot of knowledge about running a business. But they, my mom and my dad, they really walked me through that whole journey, and I opened up my first salon when I was 22, and was successful there, ran that business for 10 years and expanded. We ran out of space, and I had the vision of not just owning a salon, but to have a place, an establishment where minorities, African Americans, can go and receive massage services, manicure, pedicure, facials from someone who resembled us. Because so many, everybody knows you can go and get a massage and a facial anywhere. However, typically, we don't see a lot of our faces in those type of establishments. And I had a vision to not only just open a facility of that sort, but to have a professional environment, a relaxing environment, where people would be proud to come and be proud to tell people that they went to before and after and got all of their spa services and beauty services taken care of. So after 10 years of owning the salon in Cahokia, Illinois, I had that vision to open up a day spa / salon, and here I am 8 years after. We've been in business now at the day spa and salon for 8 years. So It has been quite a journey, but definitely a blessing from God. I give God all the glory because I know that without him, there would be no me, there would be no business. And it's just been, it's been a journey, but it's been a great one. It's been very beneficial.
Well, that, I, you know, like I said, it's just such an inspiration to so many people because me, you know, Shay, I did nails for 10 years. I worked in Detroit and D.C., and I'm telling you, the business goes up and down. Hair is always around. People going to get their hair done, mm-hmm. and can't nobody yeah. take the business from our people, or nobody for that matter. I mean, Caucasians, Black, all race. I mean, people going to get their hair done, point blank in a period.
Absolutely,
they might go
yeah.
somewhere else to get a cheaper set of nails, but they going to pay to get their hair done. And I have seen it, and so... you know, I'm just very, very excited to have known someone that had, you know, such a strong get up and go. And I want you to talk about some of the ins and outs about it, because I know that there has had mm-hmm. to be some challenges. I mean, it's very competitive.
Absolutely.
You know, you got to stay upbeat. You can't, like, you know, stay on the same style forever. You got to always remain current. How would you address those that, you know, might grow a little lazy in their craft, you know, because it's very easy to do, you know. How do you motivate those stylists to always look for new opportunities to advance their craft?
I would definitely highly recommend continuing education. It is key. It's actually something that is mandatory to work in my salon because trends are all trends come and go. However, you do need to always know how to care for a client, not just their hair, but, you know, we as a stylist, we have a lot of responsibility. We are not just making people feel pretty, but, you know, we actually help people feel better about themselves on the inside. So education. I can't stress that enough. You absolutely have to stay on top of the new things that are going on. There's always a newer, a better, a easier way to do different techniques that we've been doing probably for a long time. However, we may not be sufficiently providing a service. And education, going out to go to hair classes, seminars. As a matter of fact, in my salon, I've recently started offering classes within the salon with the stylists that we have there, where I kind of instruct them and show them different techniques and as far as cutting and hair care, product knowledge. All of that is very important. It's not, I never wanted to be like other stylists. I never wanted to be the typical stylist. I always set out to set myself apart from what everyone else is doing, the way that they're doing it. I think just, you know, having your mindset on who you are, what type of stylist you're going to be, and don't let anything deter you from that. So, you know, education, refusing to just fit in with all the other stylists and what they're doing, and not just in your salon that you work in, but across the board. I've always wanted to be different. I've never wanted to be a typical stylist. I never wanted it to be just a job. I looked at it even early on as a young student in cosmetology school. I always wanted it to be a career, and there's a difference in a career and a job. So, you know, I just... Education, never, always being open-minded. Don't ever, you know, there are a lot of stylists that have been doing what we do for 20, sometimes 30 years, and they get set in their own mind, you know, a certain way that they do things. They never want to advance. They never want to learn anything different. They feel like, I've already accomplished what I wanted to accomplish. I'm already good enough. But you can always be better. So, you know, being open-minded, learning from other stylists. I learn from new stylists right out of school all the time. I'm always open-minded, there's always an open invitation for the stylists who work at my salon to be creative, share their ideas, because there's always a better way. There's always a new way of doing things. So I think that's just the main important thing is just education and being open-minded and not feeling like you've already done, you know, you're there already. You're never, I never want to feel like I'm comfortable right where I'm at. I'm always seeking to get better.
And I just believe, you know, Shay, that, you know, just like with you, just like with you, how you, you know, have God as your driving force. You seek him for that, you know, that motivation and that strength. Anytime, and my whole thing is that with anyone, everyone that's listening, whenever you get to a dull place or the warfare against your destiny and what your purpose is comes forth, you just got to get your strength from God, point blank. You just got to be determined enough that if you, it's bigger than you, first of all, and it's not you, it's all him. Mm-hmm. It's all for his glory. And so you can't take the burden on. He said he make your burdens light. So whenever you're going up against opposition, against your purpose, the vision, the dream, anything that God has allotted for you to do for his kingdom, for his glory, remember that your source of strength comes from him. Get up and go to God. Ask him. Tell him that you're weary. Be transparent with your father and allow him to give you exactly what you need. You know, so that's,
I just want to, you know, extend that whole conversation about going to God, because there have been many times in my career that I have gotten weary and just felt like, you know, I'm tired, I don't want to run a business. There have been times where I've had people in my surroundings that were not for me, and you know, the enemy comes to steal, kill, steal, and destroy. And when you find yourself in that situation, which I have so many times, I definitely go to God, because he is the only way. There is no other way, you know. It's just that simple. It really is that simple. There is no other way but to God and through him. Because there were many times that I felt like giving up, and there were many times where my family sacrificed. I have two sons and my husband, and they've made many sacrifices for me to live out my vision and dream. And it can get a little rough, but when you have God as the head of your life, it all comes together. Even all of the bad things, all of the bad people that you come encounter with, people that are trying to destroy your dream, trying to destroy what you have worked for, you know, God will find a way. He makes a way, and it's just that simple. He makes a way, and he takes care of his children, and I just thank God that I'm grounded in him, and you know, there is no other way. It's just that simple. There is no other way but God.
Well, that is actually, in a nutshell, you could take that nugget and everyone is listening and run with that. Shay, please tell us how everybody can get in touch with you. You're on all social media, right?
Yes, we are on Facebook, of course, Before and After Salon and Spa. We have a website. It's beforeandaftersalonandspa.com. We're also on Instagram, Shay Hill _beforeandaftersalon. We are all over social media. We haven't gotten into the Periscope and all the video things yet, but I guess that'll be coming soon.
Well, we got so much to look forward to from you, Shay Hill. I love you. Thank you for being a part of Dr. Gina's radio chat today, and God bless you. And thank you so much. She is St. Louis, East St. Louis's own hair, just extraordinaire, and you can look her up, and if you're in the area, please give her a call. And I just want to thank you, Shay. Enjoy the rest of your day, and God bless
you. Thank you so much, Dr. Gina. I really appreciate you. You have been totally a blessing to me. Thank you.
I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
A shout out to Dr. Gina Joe. Happy New Year.
Happy. Oh, look at that. That's right, Angie Stone. Shout out to Dr. Gina's radio chat. Thank you, Angie Stone, for that. Listen, we are now in our 5 minutes to success. Pamela Luhing, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, let's go.
Equipped, empowered, poised in position to move those who are ready to move is my ultimate mission. I wake up every day with a smile on my face, determined to make a difference in my assigned place. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, my purpose, my passion, and my focus is to take you from where you are to where you want to be. I am Pamela Luhing, the author of Pink Slip to Powerhouse, 12 Steps to Next. And for the 5 minutes to success today, I'm going to share with you the six core components of you, the gifts, the ultimate gift from God. If you embrace the six core components of you, what I want to share with you right now is that it will enable you to live a life of peace, joy, fulfillment, and massive success. So I hope you're ready. Get your papers and pen. Here we go. The first one is spiritual. And from a spiritual perspective, every human being is spiritual. Even if it's even atheist, they have something that they believe in, something that they believe in. That is that something that is at your core, something that moves you, something that you believe in. And the question is today, where are you spiritually? Have you fully embraced your spirituality and your belief? Do you walk it? Do you talk it? Do you become it? And so that's the first core component of human beings, spirituality. The second component is emotional. Everyone has feelings. The question is, how do you handle your emotions, and do you make decisions, whether in your personal life or business, based solely on emotions? That's a great gift from God, to be able to experience the various levels of emotion. But again, how do you manage your emotions? The third core component is physical. The great gift from God is our bodies, our temples. So do we exercise? I tell you, if you've ever exercised, you not only look better, but you feel better. And this is something that people rarely talk about, but you actually think better. You're able to really clear your head and clear your mind of all the clutter. And so you're working as you're sweating and you're perspiring when you work out. Guess what? You're getting rid of all the toxins. And so that's also the toxic thoughts and all of the ideas that bombard your mind that make it difficult to think clearly. And so we are physical beings, and that's the third core component. Psychological is the fourth. Psychological, of course, is the way that we process information or the ability to be able to compartmentalize our experiences and ideas. Ladies and gentlemen, look around you. Depression and mental illness is on the rise. So how are you psychologically? Do you feel burdened? Do you feel depressed? And if so, it's okay. But you've got to know where to go to get the help. So number one is always prayer. But number two, we cannot be afraid to seek therapy. So if you need it, go get it. Go get what you need so you can break past all of the barriers and get to what God has for you. So that's psychological. The fifth component is social. We're all social beings. And some years ago, there was a study done over a year with two babies. And with baby A, they fed the baby, they changed the baby, they nurtured that baby, they talked to the baby, they gave the baby all kinds of love and attention. And then baby B, they fed the baby, they changed the baby, they fed the baby, and they changed the baby. They fed the baby, and they changed the baby. So over time, what they saw when they began to look at the development of those two babies, baby A thrived much more quickly than baby B. And so what does that tell us? Even as adults, we have to have a connection with others. And so it's so important to be able to assess your circle. Who's in your inner circle? Are they building you up or are they holding you back? Take a look at that. That's the fifth core component of you. And then lastly, there is the intellectual. Intellectuality is how we learn, how we grow, and the ability to interpret data or information and articulate our thoughts and ideas. Are we reading? Are we exchanging our thoughts and ideas with others? Are we growing? Are we writing? Do we journal? Journaling can be anything that you feel. your feelings during the day, your experiences during the day, your thoughts and ideas about your future. But it's important to be able to connect with your thoughts. And so those, ladies and gentlemen, are the core components, six core components of the human being, six core components of you. And they are, again, spiritual, emotional, physical, psychological, social, and intellectual. So your homework is to assess where you are. So on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 is I need growth in this area. And 5 is I have mastered this area. I have a plan for this area. So where are you on a scale of 1 to 5 in each of those areas? That is your homework for next month. Where are you with each of the core components? So again, I say to you, I wish you fulfillment, personal and professional success. Until next month, be blessed.
All right, Pamela Lou Hing. I love it. I love it. 5 minutes to success. Thank you so much, sis, and looking forward to more of that next month. God bless you. And now we got Elise. Elise, are you on? Elise.
I'm here. Hello.
Hey, Elise, how are you? I'm so glad. Thank you for holding on, sis. I'm so sorry. We had a little technical difficulty earlier, but people have been waiting for you. You are the business consultant. You are the business consultant to the stars. Can you tell us, Elise Murray? Oh, my goodness. This is a powerhouse sister right here, y'all. She's been in the business for, years. You say over 20 years, right, Elise?
That's about right. That's about right. The Elise Group Agency is an artist administrator, entertainment boutique agency. And what we do is production, staging, literary, promoting events, and speaking engagements. I have been around for more than 2 decades. I started in this business in 1989. Coming up at the ranks as answering the phone, walking into an agency. Now I'm about to date myself. Back then, the group, the television show Dynasty was on, and I was fond of Diane Carroll, one of my sheroes. And I watched her as she walked into that courtroom with that white and black suit on, spectator shoes and white and black hat. And that's how I walked into a booking agency, recognizing that they needed assistance and help. I said, I'm going to walk in there like Dominique Devereaux said. I am Dominique Devereaux. I walked in there and I said, I am Elise Murray.
All right. That's the confidence I'm talking about, Elise. That's what I want. That's what I'm so glad about Dr. Gina's radio chat. Every guest has given some kind of motivation, and you are just ending it and wrapping it up, the show, with just that punch. Yes, be confident in yourself. I love it. Go ahead. Keep telling the story.
Yes, yes, yes. And what we did was just pulled up by the ranks. But by walking into that agency, answering the phone, you wind up recognizing other dynamics and qualifications that you have, and wind up assisting with touring and taking artists throughout the country from region to region. And in doing that, you wind up recognizing other expertise about yourself. Handling talent requisitions and acquisitions, meaning contracts, I found that, wow, I'm very detail-oriented. And finding that out, we found out that, okay, we can go out here and handle production, handle staging. My background with my family and watching my mom produce events and being a mistress of ceremonies, taking me underneath her wing, has afforded me to be open to understand the dynamics of how to produce an event from the bottom up. So I've been graced to be able to be the tour manager for artists, the road manager for artists, get involved with behind the scenes, getting involved with the promoter's promotion, being concerned not just about the artist, but being in the middle, the dynamics of understanding what the promoter's needs are, making sure that he has a sold out show from soup to nuts, from the time of that incession of that contract to the ending of that contract performance. And that's the dynamic of what we do as an artist administrator, as an agent to the stars, as a consultant and an entertainment consultant firm representing established artists across the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? You've worked with several artists, so many that we can't even name, but just know that you are the real deal. So if somebody wanted to get into this profession, how would you recommend for them to get into this type of profession?
The first thing to do is to be willing to come in as an intern or be willing to come in and work with something as an underbelly or their apprentice. Be willing to understand the dynamics of what it is to respect the music game, to understand to the wherewithal of hard work, going the long distance and being able to walk in and not have the mindset of, I want to be Elise Murray. Have the mindset of, how can I retain the information? How can I retain and be the best Jill, the best Scott, the best general, the best soldier. Some of us are made to be boss. Some of us are made to be soldiers. So come in and be willing to be the apprentice and learn from the bottom up. And whatever that means, if that means understanding the dynamics of a contract, if that means understanding the needs of what the artist needs, if that means going out to go get the coffee for the boss, if that means cleaning up, if that means being under the boss, being its underbelly, and just watching every dynamic to learn and being willing to be obedient and being willing to follow instructions. When you do that, you can grow. You will find out where my niche is. Wow, it's behind the scenes. Wow, it's the contractual aspects of it. Wow, it's let me learn how to do sales and let me take on a region. So come in and be willing to be an apprentice, be willing to be an intern, be willing to do the work and be of obedience and do the work and be of service.
Well, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I know people are just so inspired because as you speak, there's so much power, confidence, and authority. And it should shake somebody up to say, you know what? I can do this. I can do this. And I'm going to do it. Elise Murray, thank you so much. I love you, my new friend. You are just such a blessing. I look forward to more stuff from you and more things that we will do together. I just know that God is doing great and mighty things. Another thing, when you group up and join up with with people that God has ordained and divine appointments, is nothing impossible for us to do. It's a united front to build a kingdom. No man is behind alone. No man can do it by themselves. So I'm so thankful that God brought you into my life. Thank you so much. And people, listen, take your notes, read over your notes, be inspired to go forth, be inspired no matter what's around you, no matter who's saying whatever negative about your visions and your dreams. You got to believe God. Keep your eyes in the book. Read the word. Keep your spirit connected to God. Continue to praise and worship him, and he'll take care of the rest. I got news before we close out. Listen, we got some tickets. Whoever is the first person from whatever state, whatever city throughout the nation where the Universe Soul Circus will be, you will get 5 free tickets for you and your family. So you gotta email me right away and say, I have listened to Dr. Gina's radio chat today. And that email address is drginarprince@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to you being a winner. 5 tickets to the Universe Soul Circus. I'm telling you, this is a great day. Thank you again to all of my guests, and you guys be blessed. I'm so thankful that you took the time to listen to Dr. Gina's radio chat, and there is so much more coming up. Continue to listen. I'm on all social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Periscope. I'm on Tumblr. I'm on Twitter. There's nothing, nowhere that I am not. Well, I'm not on Snapchat, but I'm looking into that. So I'm looking forward to being with my friends on Snapchat. And don't forget that you have Born Into Sin, Transform Into Destiny, a bookstore near you. Go ahead and get your book. And I look forward to seeing you again and hearing you on the line again with Dr. Gina's radio chat. God bless you all. Loving you.
Remember, God wants excellence from us. You can't achieve excellence unless you first excel. Please join us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat every other Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Until next time, loving you.